he uses the whole field. You know, he's a quarterback that, you know, he's going to look you one way, pump you the other way, you know, and then come back and throw that same way he looked off, you know. He's great at reading coverages. He's great at understanding a defensive scheme. And then being patient, you know, where if you're going to give him the long ball, he'll throw the long ball. But if you want to give him short routes all day, he has the patience to sit there and, you know, dink it around until finally they get to the goal line. You know, he's an all-around good quarterback.
Do you see similarities between Joseph and Lawrence?
I mean, everybody has their own style. You know, that's it's kind of like comparing DBs and, you know, their techniques, this and that. You know, you can't really sit here and try to, you know, be critical on one person or the other because, I mean, it's just everybody has a different style, you know, of running. I think the one key thing that connects them all is that they got the ball in their hand, you know, and that's it. So.
You guys felt like you did a pretty decent job on their wideouts in the NFC Championship.
Are you asking me a question? I think we did. I know. I think we did adequately, but I don't think we did enough. You know, we left plays out there. You know, maybe another interception here, a knockdown here, whatever. You know, you never want to say that. You know, you single-handedly. You know, I did my job. You know, because it's 11 of us out there. You know, so I mean, I think we did what we needed to do, but we needed to do more. You know, obviously, because we lost the game.
And you were saying that the red zone defense will be key in this game to hold them to field goals instead of touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, I think it is. You know, anytime you got to get a team like this that has that potent of an offense, you know, obviously they can march the ball up and down the field when they want to at will. But to get to the red zone and not score and go away with 3 points, you know, that's a big morale letdown sometimes with the offense. And, you know, it's a morale booster for the defense. And you know what? They got down here, but we didn't let them in.
Has Reggie Wayne taken it to another level possibly this year?
I mean, he's taken it to another level for a couple years now. I mean, he's just making plays when he's given the opportunity to. You know, Peyton, he throws a ball out there and he goes and gets it, man. He's a great route runner, has great speed and great hands, man. I think he's been doing this for a couple years now, so, you know, nothing new. He's consistent.
Is he one of the toughest receivers you have to defend?
I mean, this is the NFL. They're all tough, you know. But Reggie, you know, not just him alone, but, you know, the players that he's surrounded around, the offense, you know, it's just everything that they got going for him. And him as an individual is a tough competitor, you know, where he never lets up. He's always trying to block you in the run game or, you know, get down the field as a deep threat or even in the intermediate routes.
How much did you miss Rodney last year in the AFC title game? I mean, obviously you want a great player like that, but how about his goal?
He wasn't there, so I can't comment on it. He wasn't there, you know.
Are they the better team until someone dethrones them? That's what Junior was saying.
They are the better team. They beat us 3 times in a row in the AFC Championship game when it most really counted to get to the last level. So, you know, we have nothing really to sit here, boast, brag, or hold our heads above water for right now because, you know, they are the better team. And until we go out there and prove differently, that's what it is.